So I'm going to ask you in a second to comment on this case, but just what was the rationale for panitumumab as opposed to cetuximab?
Oh, again, it's a personal preference. I think both are likely, I can't say equivalent, I mean, they're very similar.
You're not in the infusion belt, though.
No, I'm not in the infusion belt. So my, let's track back the practice. The practice was essentially, back in the days where I was at Ohio State, the practice decided to favor moving to panitumumab rather than cetuximab at the time where cetuximab was primarily weekly. There are a lot of considerations. A lot of our patients, like your patients, you know, travel distances. I needed an every other week regimen. There's also considerations for a very busy infusion center. You know, I don't need to pre-medicate those patients. They don't have to wait. So there are practical considerations.
And also, panitumumab is less expensive.
And it was cheaper
for cheaper.
Us. It was cheaper for us and cheaper for the patient, ultimately, you know, as it gets back to the patient. So it ended up being that preference. I don't think it's superior. I don't think it's inferior. I think it has very similar outcomes, but it's practical reasons.
Now, it turns out my patient got panitumumab, which is what I prefer, but when I gave her the options, she grew up in Kentucky.
Mm.
So I elected not to give her cetuximab.
So your patient got an EGFR, this 35-year-old lady ended up getting an EGFR antibody also?
Correct.
What happened?
She was on it for many months.
But she had progression after the FOLFOXIRI?
So after FOLFOXIRI, she had her primary out. We had a variety of fits and starts. She had liver dominant disease. We actually put a pump in. She went to Memorial Sloan Kettering and got a pump for liver-only disease. Had enough of a response that we took her to surgery.
Wow.
Temporarily rendered her disease-free for a few months. But at Memorial, they were using pump therapy plus panitumumab.
Hmm.
So we did that combination for a number of months, and now she's back on FOLFIRI panitumumab, actually, for progressive systemic disease.